And the governor is one of many politicians from both parties we're hearing from in this election season. Was it a town hall or a town brawl? That's what some pundits are asking a day after the very heated second presidential debate between President Barack Obama and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney.
The face-off at Hofstra University on Long Island provided a new look at both men as they made their cases to a group of undecided voters and argued at times in a way that got really up close and personal.
Both men used the wider, more informal physical arrangement of the second debate to move about. Freed from a podium, they sometimes stepped into each other's spaces.
And so how did this play out for voters still undecided? So-called instant polls taken just after the debate show President Obama impressed more viewers than did his opponent. A Reuters Ipsos poll found 48% of registered voters thought the president won the debate. 33% named Governor Romney the victor.
A CNN poll of voters who watched the debate found nearly identical numbers, with Obama chosen by 46% of the respondents to 39% for Governor Romney. But those same folks also told pollsters they preferred Mr. Romney's responses on economic matters by 18%.
Okay, over at CBS, a CBS Knowledge Network poll of undecided voters found some indecision. 37% for Mr. Obama, 30% Romney, 33% said that debate was a tie.
Okay, so got all those numbers. Finally, we checked the betting crowd. Intrade, which bills itself as the world's leading prediction market, runs an online betting service whose participants put the odds of Barack Obama winning the election at 65% over Mitt Romney at 35%.
But Renee, odds only mean so much. That same service said there was a 75% chance the U.S. Supreme Court would strike down a national health care law. And the court beat those odds.